most trusted and connected man in Utah.
Patrick Byrne from Overstock.com.
Thank you, Doug.
Doug Wright.
You know, there's a real libertarian streak at the heart of Utah. There's really a strong pro-freedom mentality.
The Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
I'm really pleased to have two individuals here in the studio that I've really been looking forward to talking to, one of whom I've known for years and the other I've never met before. And first of all, let me introduce you to our 3rd District Congressman who joins us here in studio, Jason Chaffetz. Jason, welcome. It's good to have you
here.
Hey,
thanks for having me, Doug. Appreciate it.
You know, as much as I enjoy chatting with you, lately you've been known for bringing us some fairly interesting guests. You know, we had Elijah Cummings here not all that long ago, and today you bring Trey Gowdy, who is here in studio with us. And I'm not even going to attempt the introduction, you know, South Carolina representative and so on. I'm going to let you do that.
I'm thrilled and honored to have Trey Gowdy here. You know, we find ourselves on the same committees on judiciary and oversight. He also chairs the Benghazi committee. But when Trey first showed up in Congress and I was really new in Congress, you know, we ended up spending a lot of time together and, you know, similar stations in life. And here you are away from your family and your wife that we care deeply about and fighting for the same type of thing. And just love and appreciate the man and what he stands for and fighting for truth and justice and his time as a prosecutor and now heading up the effort into Benghazi. He's the right, perfect person for this.
Representative, welcome. It's great to have you here.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here. And Jason sells himself a little bit short. He may have been relatively new to Congress when I met him, but he was as instrumental and helpful to me as any member of Congress when I got there in 2011. And he just went out of his way to give really good, sound advice, not just on work-related matters, but also on work-family balance. And there's not a better person in elective office that I have met than your congressman.
Before we talk about some of the issues, Benghazi, I want to get into the EPA spill. But I've often wondered what that must be like. You know, this Mr. Smith or Mr. Gowdy or Mr. Chaffetz goes to Washington scenario. It has to be a real strange, ethereal, almost hitting the buzzsaw experience.
Well, I had never served in a legislative body before. I was a prosecutor, and which is a different branch of government and a different job altogether. And so you're looking for people who can give you wisdom, give you good advice. And, you know, I remember approaching Jimmy Jordan, who's a very good friend of both of ours, and Paul Ryan and Jason Chaffetz. Those three, I just kind of bounced my questions off of. The other two would, for the most part, say that's one of the dumbest questions I've ever heard and walk away. But Jason would at least stand there and answer the dumb question. So
yeah.
We became really good friends.
Now, what brings you out to Utah?
I just want to help Jason. I think he, in addition to being a friend, I think he's a fabulous member of Congress. And he has some events. And I think he was mistaken in thinking that I can help him in Utah. But he said, why don't you come out and meet the people that I work for? And I was thrilled to do it.
Let's talk about Benghazi. You know, many of us have sat on the sidelines. You guys have been on the front lines. And we just have kind of marveled, first of all, over the tragedy itself, which is just heartbreaking. No matter what, take everything, all the politics, everything else out of it, just what unfolded there is just a national tragedy. And many of us have been so concerned in the aftermath that we're just not getting the real deal. We're just not really. And it's not all just about, you know, hanging somebody out to dry and accountability. We want to know what happened here. Your committee is focused on this. And I've talked with Jason many times about the Benghazi situation. From your perspective, as chairman of this select committee, where do we stand right now? What are your takeaways?
Well, we're getting closer to knowing what happened before, during, and after. We don't have many public hearings because, frankly, they're not conducive with getting the most amount of information. We had, for instance, Cheryl Mills and Jake Sullivan a week or so ago. They should have been interviewed by one of the seven previous congressional committees or the ARB, but they were not. So we're having to replow ground that, frankly, should have been plowed in the past in terms of accessing documents and witnesses. We're going to be able to answer a lot of questions that have not been answered to date. But also, I want to be candid and complete with you. This administration has been so recalcitrant in producing information, documents, emails to Congress I have a meeting set next week with the chief of staff for John Kerry to ask, where are the documents we asked for in some instances a year ago? So to be able to answer every question that your listeners may have, this administration is going to have to take Benghazi seriously enough to give Congress everything that it needs to do its job.
Our former Secretary of State, who is now a candidate for the presidency, emails and so on. How does that play into your committee and your investigation?
Well, you know, out of the 60,000 emails, and she says 30,000 are work-related, it'd be a really small subset that would be Benghazi and Libya-related. And that's what my interest is. I'm not interested in yoga practices or bridesmaids' emails. I'm very interested in everything related to Libya and Benghazi. And because she had this unique email arrangement with herself, it has jeopardized our ability to ever know that we have everything that is responsive. And I'll give you, for instance, she says she turned over everything to the State Department. And yet Sidney Blumenthal produces 15 emails that she never produced to the State Department, emails to and from her. So we know that that is not correct. My interest in her emails solely relates to my being able to write the definitive final accounting of what happened. And that's it.
Jason, you and I have talked about the frustration here, and we've certainly heard the national soundbites from you on this. You have become very exercised over this, and I think many people are going, you know, way to go, because we are not getting the information. We are not getting the answers.
Well, look, we had four Americans that were killed. We got to make sure this never, ever happens again. And I went and traveled to Libya a couple of times. Maybe not the smartest, safest thing I've ever done in my life, but we have thousands of people that serve overseas. We deserve to know the truth, and you can't let go of it. Why should we just roll over and say, well, okay, they don't want to produce the emails, they don't want to produce the witnesses? That's not who we are as a country.
Recognizing that there is still much to unfold and many things are being digested right now, where do you anticipate this is going to go? Are we going to get some answers here before too long, maybe in time for a little election that happens to be coming up?
Well, my goal is to be complete with the examination of witnesses or the interviewing of witnesses before the end of 2015. So I would like to have the report written by the spring of 2016. And I keep using the word like because some variables are outside my control. For instance, the State Department and frankly, the White House and other executive branch entities giving me the documents I'm entitled to. But I have no interest in impacting 2016 politics. I didn't sign up for it. I'm an old homicide prosecutor, so four dead Americans is enough for me. I don't need to be concerned about what she does or does not do in the future. Four murdered Americans is and always has been enough for me.
Let's take a brief break. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation, but I also want to talk especially with Jason Chaffetz, and since Mr. Gowdy is on the committee, the oversight committee as well, where things might go when the EPA and the Department of the Interior drop by on Thursday. That's coming up here at KSL News Radio, where it's 11:47, and again, our commitment to you throughout the day. We will keep you right up to date on the tragedy that has unfolded and is unfolding down in Hilldale, Utah. Stay with us.
Navigate modern-